So let's talk a little bit about ALK disease. I'm really curious. I was fascinated by that presentation that was at the World Lung Meeting on brigatinib first line. I kind of wasn't expecting that, but anyhow, well, let me start out with your 44-year-old man, and maybe we can get into where things are heading. But what happened with him? I guess he presented a couple years ago.
Yeah, so he is a 44-year-old man, again, never smoker, who presented with not feeling well, some headaches, and he had brain mets on an MRI and also had lung disease, pleural disease. So he had initially been seen at an outside facility. They saw the brain lesions. They gave him stereotactic radiosurgery for the two or three lesions that he had, and then he came in to see us at that time. His molecular testing came back positive for ALK. And we were enrolling patients at that time for a trial, phase one trial of crizotinib plus a PD-1 inhibitor. So he went on that trial and did really well. And he was on the study for almost 15 months and then started developing progression in the brain and systemically. So initially, he had a period of slow progression. We continued with the therapy. But when it became obvious that we had to switch, we started him on alectinib. And he has been on alectinib now for almost 8 months. He has again had an excellent response in the brain. He's tolerating treatment very well. He doesn't think he's on any medication to the point when you ask him, and he's able to continue in his work and is doing really well.
So I guess he's a first generation ALK type patient. Like, in EGFR, you have these people who are still in the T790 cycle. You have people who started out on crizotinib, although he got it with a PD-1 inhibitor. How did he do when he got that? Any crizotinib toxicity? Anything from the PD-1 inhibitor?
We saw a little bit of liver transaminitis early on in the course of treatment. It sort of plateaued around a grade one level, so we didn't have to do anything about dose adjustment or modifications to treatment. But you're right, 2 years ago at that time, we were using crizotinib as frontline therapy, but clearly now the field has shifted. We're using more of the next generation, more potent ALK inhibitors. Alectinib has been around. Brigatinib is likely to join ranks soon with an FDA approval. So the field has changed now dramatically in 2 years.
So again, just to backtrack, though, I'm kind of curious when he was on the crizotinib, did he have the visual changes? Those things always fascinate. What did he describe to you?
So the nighttime when they get up to go to the restroom, he has difficulty in the dark to light adaptation. And then sometimes he would describe the flashing lights going in the evening hours when he's walking on the road or driving by. Usually the first 3, 4 months after that, either it goes away or patients sort of get used to that. They don't talk about it anymore. So that's the toxicity that we see. Peripheral edema is another toxicity we see with crizotinib because of its MET effect.
So it's interesting that he was on this trial with the PD-1 inhibitor. That's a single arm trial. Where is that strategy in general? And in fact, where is the strategy in general of using targeted therapy, not just ALK targeted therapy, other targeted therapy, combined with the PD-1 inhibitor?
It has been very slow to develop, Neil, both in the EGFR and the ALK setting. In the EGFR setting, in the TATTON trial, we had given osimertinib plus durvalumab for a cohort of patients. And we saw a lot of pneumonitis that was far more than what you would have expected with either drug alone. So we stopped the trial, and until we have a better understanding of why this happens, it's unlikely that that's going to move forward. In the ALK space, Dr. Alice Shah reported data with lorlatinib at ASCO with a PD-1 inhibitor, the avelumab drug, and PD-L1 inhibitor. And she showed safety with that combination. What I would say is, even though we're seeing data with pembro plus ALK and avelumab with crizotinib and so forth, the field has moved very slowly, which tells me that there are considerable toxicity issues that it's not something that folks are ready to jump into.